The budget bill includes a consolidation set-aside fund. Beginning in 2004, $45 million would be transferred out of the shared revenue program. Communities that cut costs by teaming up with their neighbors would be reimbursed, but only if the consolidation was done in 2004. The executive director of the Wisconsin Counties Association says that is counterproductive. Mark O'Connell says communities that are talking about consolidating services now may just wait until 2004 when the reimbursements will be available.
Their recognition for consolidation in 2002 is that they get to pay for someone else's in 2004. So this set-aside may well have the effect of having any consolidation efforts right now stop and until 2004, and that we do not want.
Besides the $45 million transfer, shared revenue will be cut outright by $40 million in 2004. But that's 2 years down the road. The head of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities says local officials need to know how much money will come from the state next year. Dan Thompson says each September the state sends cities and villages a notice on how much shared revenue they'll get. There are no planned cuts to shared revenue for 2003. But Thompson says Governor McCallum lost the trust of local officials when he announced a plan to get rid of the program last January. That announcement came 3 months after the state sent local governments their notices.
Given Governor McCallum's position on shared revenue, it's not clear that we're going to be able to rely on those notices. That's a serious problem for local officials.
Well, how are they going to deal with that?
Well, I don't know. I've got between now and September to figure out what I'm going to say to my members.
Thompson and the Counties Association's Mark O'Connell say the real debate on the future of shared revenue will come during the next two-year budget cycle. Planning for that begins in the spring. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.